Corrie ten Boom's book, The Hiding Place, is required reading for our 7th grade homeschool curriculum. And so we're reading through the book once again. Every time I hear the accounts of Corrie and her sister Betsy in the extermination camp Ravensbrück in Germany during World War II, I'm astounded not by the conditions in which they were living, but in the faith that they continued to have despite their circumstances. In one point of the story, as they're living in unbearable situations, Corrie is reminded of the verse that she reads in her smuggled Bible, Romans 8:35, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword?" She was at a time in her life when she was experiencing all of those things: tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, and sword. She was living in a situation that could bring death at any moment. And yet she knew that she was still, not even in that dark place, separated from the love of Christ. And then as you skip down a couple of verses in verse 37 of Romans 8, "Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us." And Corrie was reminded that the verse doesn't say, "We shall be more than conquerors." No, it says it in the present state. We are more than conquerors. And so even in the midst of that women's concentration camp, she was more than a conqueror. She knew she had the love of Christ, and she knew he had her there for a purpose. I don't know if I would have that kind of strength in faith, but I'm so thankful for examples that help encourage me in my journey. And maybe that's an encouragement to you as well. Dwell on those verses from Romans chapter 8. We are more than conquerors, and nothing separates us from his love. With Everyday Blessings, I'm Valerie Case.